So a prelude was going to start this, but we will just get right into the service. We have some birthdays, Barb Eby on the 1st, Kamala Moser on the 4th. We continue to pray for the children of Belize and those who are traveling over the holiday weekend, this coming weekend. Remember that while we're not worshiping in our building, we are still reaching out. So there will be a time during the service to offer up your offering. You may mail it in or you may go to our website and donate via Venmo or PayPal. Future worship, a task force has been formed. We're looking at starting up worship services in the building beginning in August, but also continuing to do Zoom. A lot is entailed in order to open up, and so we're making all the necessary steps in order to do that. We will keep you informed and let you know as things progress. And now let us begin our worship for this, the 4th Sunday after Pentecost. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts in el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening hymn is Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Amen.
La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Y también contigo.
And now let us pray together. Oh God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into a people who welcome your word and serve one another through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture. Jerry, if you could unmute yourself so we can hear you. You're now, you're now unmuted, Jerry.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear reading, you.
Today the reading is from Jeremiah. Prophet Jeremiah stood up to Prophet Hananiah in front of the priests and all the people who were in God's temple that day. Prophet Jeremiah said, "Wonderful, would that it were true that God would validate your preaching by bringing the temple furnishings and all the exiles back from Babylon. But listen to me. Listen closely. Listen to what I tell both you and all the people here today. The old prophets, the ones before our time, preached judgment against many countries and kingdoms, warning of war and disaster and plague. So any prophet who preaches that everything is just fine and there's nothing to worry about stands out like a sore thumb. We'll wait and see if it happens. It happens. And then we'll know that God sent him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. At this time is our children's sermon. Unfortunately, I can't see you this morning, but I know some of you are there, so welcome. Now, with me, I don't know if you can see me. But if you can, I have a cup of water here. And we talk about water today in the gospel reading. And it talks about giving a cup of cold water to someone. So if I were with you, I would share my cup of cold water. But I'm not with you, so I can't share this to show you that I love you, to show that I care about you. So I'm going to ask my assistant here, what is another thing that I could do to show you that I love you or to show you that God loves you?
Well, we all can get a drink of water by ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good one, Kaya. We could all get a drink of water by ourselves, and as you're drinking it, you can remember your baptism. You can remember that God loves you. How about you, Sophia? Any other thoughts on what we could do to show welcome since we're not together and we can't share our water with one another? Have conversations with one another over the phone or through cards. Now, some of you, didn't you go out and use sidewalk chalk and say, welcome, God loves you to other people? That was a great way of doing it. So even in this time, even though we can't share our cup of cold water, I'm going to take a sip just because I can. So even though we can't share water or other things or hugs or kisses, we can still share God's word. And we know that when we are welcoming someone, when we are showing someone's love, so showing someone our love, we are showing God's love. So remember that. Share what you have, love one another, even in these times. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the gift of water.
Thank you for the gift of water.
And the gift of sharing your love.
And the gift of sharing your love.
Help us be creative. And share your love with the world.
And share your love with the world.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. Keep on sharing Christ's love with one another. Our gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew this morning, chapter 10. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So at Food Pantry the other week, a man came in and showed one of our members where in the Bible it said that women can't be pastors. And I'm sure he turned to 1 Timothy where it says, "I permit no woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She is to keep silent." And this man probably showed our church member this, knowing full well that she had a woman as a pastor. Then he went on to quote how gays are not welcome in the church. He may have quoted 1 Timothy again, or maybe even Genesis, where it says a man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. He probably showed her this because he knows that what we believe all are welcome isn't true in his eyes. Or perhaps he knows someone who is LGBTQ and he wants a way to say that it isn't right. And our church member then very graciously tried to tell the man that our church is about love, not rules. All are welcome in this place. Todos son bienvenidos. That's what we preach, and that's what we believe. Now, he probably didn't hear her, or even want to hear her for that matter. And maybe he didn't even feel welcome, because for him, the Bible is a rule book, and we aren't following the rules. If you can, Marquez family, scroll on to the next slide, I'll show you. It's maybe like this. Here's Jesus in a crowd of people saying, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden." You know that part from the Bible, right? But then, instead of "I will give you rest," Jesus says, "And I will give you rules." And if that's how the Bible is read, if God is a God of rules, this man that was trying to show our church member what was what, he will never measure up either. In fact, no one will measure up. So often the Bible is used as a rule book, and then it's taken a step further. God is a vengeful God who punishes us if we don't follow all the rules. So with that in mind, if the Bible is a book of rules, and we look at today's gospel, we ask, how are we supposed to live? And we hear that we have to welcome others. We have to give cups of cold water to people. And while welcoming others is definitely not a bad thing, while we are supposed to welcome others, by asking the Bible, how are we supposed to live, we miss the promise that is given to us today and always. By asking what rules the Bible gives to us, we miss what the Word of God means for us, and therefore we miss the point of the whole story. For Jesus is talking to his disciples today. He just got through telling them that things will not be easy as his disciples, For those of you that tuned in last week, we heard families will be divided. Family members will hate other family members. And then they had to take up their cross and follow Jesus. But then comes this beautiful little passage that we have this morning. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. O en español, el que los recibe a ustedes, me recibe a mí. Y el que me recibe a mí, recibe a el que me envió. You are going to be welcomed, he tells his disciples. Yes, you'll be traveling away from family and away from everything you've ever known. But people will welcome you in. People will come to know me through you. You are going to receive a cup of cold water over and over again. We are going to be welcome, Jesus tells us this morning. If we go out in Jesus' name, others will welcome us in. We are going to receive cups of cold water. We are the ones receiving the welcome, not just the ones doing the welcoming. For the Bible is not a rule book. It's a love letter. A love letter. What an amazing gift we have been given. And if we focus on the Bible as a rule book, we miss that amazing gift. For in the Bible, God tells us how God loves us, how others welcome us in Jesus' name. When we did our to-go community meal last month, we received so many thank yous and God bless yous. Que Dios les bendiga. Many asked how to donate. Someone then wrote about it on Facebook and said, what a great church giving a welcome to us. And by him doing that, we received even more welcome. By serving in Jesus' name, we got the welcome. We got that cup of cold water. We got more than we could have hoped for because we went out and served others. That's what happens when we are Jesus' disciples. When we start spreading Jesus' love, people start welcoming us. They receive Jesus, and we do too. And we are all given the strength to keep going. Of course, there are some who won't welcome us, who won't want to hear of God's love. There are those who want to cling to the idea that God is a vengeful God and can't hear any differently. But when someone tries to tell us who's in and who's out according to God and God's rule book, we all know better. Let's see the next slide. For the Bible isn't a rule book. It's a love letter. All are welcome, we are told. Todos son bienvenidos. We can show people that the Bible is not just a set of rules telling us what we have to do to get into the kingdom of God. Instead, it is a love letter telling us how much God loves us. And when we go out and tell the world how much God loves them too, we know that we receive the welcome. We focus on those who welcome us, not on those who don't. We get the cup of cold water, which strengthens us to keep going. El que los recibe a ustedes, me recibe a mí. Y el que me recibe a mí, recibe a el que me envió. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, Jesus tells us. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen.
Amen.
Our hymn of the day this morning is All Are Welcome. Todos bienvenidos.
Thank you.
Amen. We now offer up our prayers to God. Remember, there will be a time during the prayers that you may unmute yourselves and offer up your prayers for all to hear. Let us pray.
Called in unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. God of compassionship, encourage our relationships with our siblings in Christ. Bless our conversations, shape our shared future, and help us praise you together. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of abundance, you make your creation thrive and grow to provide all that we need. Inspire us to care for our environment and be attuned to where the earth is crying out. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, your grace is poured out for all. Inspire authorities, judges, and politicians to act with compassion. Teach us to overcome fear with hope. Meet hate with love and welcome one another as we welcome you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Healing God, you accompany us in sickness and suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated now more than ever, especially those in prison or care facilities. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all whose work ensures the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you. Shelley. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of community, we give thanks for this congregation. Give us passion to embrace your mission and vision to recognize where you are leading us. Teach us how to live more faithfully with each other. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For what else shall we pray?
Lord, soften the hearts of our leaders to put ego aside, to work for the benefit of all Americans, for race relations, for funding for our healthcare and coronavirus testing. We pray for wisdom for our scientists, for the development of vaccine, and for proper PPE for our healthcare workers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the people around Oaxaca who are recovering from an earthquake there on the west coast of Mexico, and all people who are struggling with tragedy that is in their lives these days.
For the residents in nursing homes who haven't seen their families in several months, that they would be able to soon see them again.
Go ahead. I'm having trouble with patience. I pray for patience.
God of the living word, give us faith to receive your message, the wisdom to know what it means, and the courage to put it into practice. Amen.
Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of love, you gather in your embrace all who have died. Keep us steadfast in our faith and renew our trust in your promise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, our offering will occur. You may get ready to mail in your offering or go to our website, ChristLutheranRDG.org, and mail in your offering or send in your offering so we can be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Amen.
Amen.
And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
In the midst of the dark, shining,
eyes on your King.
And now may the God of all hope fill us up with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The God of all grace bless us now and forever. En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo.
Amen. Amen.
Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.
Gracias al Señor.